What I'd like to do at this time, Hank, if you, we've got two license reviews. One gentleman has a conflict involving child care, and he's all the way from the Northern Neck. So at the present time, if it please the commission, we'd have two licenses that I don't think will take very long. If we could do that, that also gets my officers back on the water where they need to be versus, God knows, sitting in a courtroom or commission room all day long waiting for one case, as I very well remember. So anyway, is everyone ready for this, to proceed with this?
Yes.
Okay. Walter D. Brunk, just in time. You need some time to get your, get everything up there, you're good to go.
Hold up right now.
All right. Thank you. Notice how she just appeared like that? Actually, we have speakers down at the game.
We don't want the first.
Walter Brunk. Who's the officer involved?
Marshall Reedy and Stephen York.
Okay. Y'all come forward. They here yet? Come on in. Good morning, gentlemen.
Commissioner. I'm going to be abstaining from this.
That's fine. Will you be testifying as well? Both of you raise your right hands. Matter of fact, you as well. You solemnly swear a testament you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Okay, proceed.
Walter D. Brunk has two new convictions.
Is Mr. Brunk present? He's not? Okay. Then we can't proceed with Mr. Brunk. Was he told to be here afternoon?
It's Dean Neininger. Be turned on that
one. No, no, no.
That one
but
is noon or later.
Okay. All right. If he shows up, we'll put this one down then. My fault. If he comes in, let us know. Okay. Let's go to Mr. Neininger. Mr. Neininger, who's got that case? Come on, gentlemen, if y'all come forward. Hey, how are you? Raise your right hands. Solemnly swear the testimony you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Thank you. Proceed, please.
Dean Neininger, he has two new convictions. Fish set crab pots with coal rings obstructed. 6 out of 9 pots pulled obstructed. Date of offense, May 26, 2018. Date of conviction, July 17, 2018. Officer Thomas Strawn. And crab pot buoy not properly marked. Date of offense, June 25, 2017. Date of conviction, August 22nd, 2017, Officer Thomas Wilkins. Here are his 2018-2017 licenses and permits.
Okay.
And his previous convictions.
The latest one was 5 years ago?
Right.
Okay.
The guidelines for sanctions are highlighted in red.
Okay.
The commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of obstructed coal rings and one conviction of a crab pot buoy not properly marked within a 2-year period should result in at least a 2-year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest that Mr. Neininger be placed on probation for a period of 2 years from the day of this commission meeting, October 30th, 2018. Through October 29th, 2020. Any failure on Mr. Neininger's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the 2-year probation will result in Mr. Neininger appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Okay. Officers, have anything to say? Testify? Who's going to testify? Anybody? Both? Do you have anything to add that she's not? That's exactly what we need to do, Mr. Zedrin.
Explain to me how the coal rings were obstructed.
Come to the podium, please. Yeah, did they have a popsicle stick in them?
No, sir.
Good.
The normal coal rings, but the wire that normally goes around it where they clip in, they were extended out to where it blocked. Some were 1/4 One was probably half locked. I had pictures. I wasn't able to print them out. But I had
That's okay. But no doubt it was an intentional attempt to block the coal ring. Or could it be
where? Or he intentionally did it, but it was bad enough to where it was obvious.
Okay.
They were blocked. I mean, there's no question about it.
Follow-up question.
Yes, sir, Mr. Zedrin.
I'm looking here. He's got somewhere between 170 and 255 pots.
Yes, sir.
And we're talking about six.
I pulled nine total, and I was a mess after that and got tired of pulling them, and six out of the nine that I pulled were obstructed. I didn't.
We don't pull the whole line.
I didn't continue to pull every single pot of his.
I think from the days what we do is we pull enough to basically provide an indication that there may be a pattern involved. Sometimes these coal rings, you know, I'm not kidding, we've had them with rubber bands, we've had them with popsicle sticks, we've had them that were very, very obvious. Some of them, by wear and tear, the way it's put in, will, but still, it's the responsibility of the crabber to know that that coal ring is being obstructed by any manner. So, yes, sir.
All right, so is there any way of knowing, like when you get to that site and you see these crab pots, do you check all of them just in a line, or do you go over there and, you know, kind of like?
When I come into the creek, I started at the first one. I noticed the actual buoy itself. I personally had never checked these buoys, so I decided to check them, and I just went on down the line, and I checked the first nine that I come across, and then I stopped pulling them at that point.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, further questions? And he said it was cooperative. No problem. Okay. Okay. All right. Mr. Nininger, did you wish to be heard?
Please.
Yes, sir. You have been sworn. You're under oath. Sir.
First off, I just want to say that I've been working on the water my whole life. I've been working with my dad since I was 9 years old. I'm 51 now.
Is that your dad that's with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Been on my own pretty much crabbing since I was 14. I just set a few pots before I went to school, crab those, and then I would go to school. So I've been on the water pretty much my whole life. Up until 5 years ago, I never had a ticket.
Do you also fish the Potomac River?
Yes.
You ever had a ticket there?
No.
Okay.
As far as the two infractions, the call rings, I've got a sample of two.
Sure.
To show. Call ring, this guy right here. And what we do is we wrap the wire around the call ring. Over time, and catfish and pots, they beat up on the pot and make the wire, limousine, and so forth. What they ended up doing sometimes is they'll do something such as that. And what I try to do when I do see that is take my fingers and back down. Now that doesn't always work, but sometimes that's what happens with that, with the catfish trying to get in and out of the coal ring, and the crab sometimes do that too. So it's a wear and tear on the pot that makes the coal ring sometimes it'll even move, as you can see, and it could, you know, make it so that it is obstructed. There's no means to try to do anything illegal. It's just wear and tear on the pot. After I got the infraction, I took care of the pots and took them up and fixed them immediately and put them back out. Anything, I tried to tell Mr. Strong, if I just got a warning, I could have gone out that day, fixed them, and put them back out, and he could have checked them and everything would have been fine, kind of like an officer does with the inspection on a car or something like that. As far as the quartz that were not marked properly, back when I first started, of course, you just had to put your number on the quart, and now it's put the C on there. And what was missing on those quarts was the C. And I have teenage hellbound chitterling seafood also.
Okay.
And I have the teenage kids come in during the summertime and help me do a number of things. And one of the things I can do is put the numbers on the quarts, do the pots and so forth. Well, it's my fault if I'm not checking behind them, but they didn't put the C on the corner. It had the rest of the number, but it didn't have the C on the corner. Mm-hmm. So that was my fault. I got that corrected immediately, and everything is up to par. I just kind of wanted to, I made a mistake of not going to court to explain myself. It's a busy time of the year for my business.
I was noting that you did not go to court.
Yeah, it was my fault for not doing that. It's a busy time of the year, and I couldn't get away, unfortunately. I wish I would have now.
Okay. Okay.
Say that, please.
All right.
Thank you.
Yep. Any questions, Mr. Tankard?
So, having said, offered this testimony, is it? Are you in agreement with the 2-year probation?
I would prefer it and not be a 2-year probation, of course.
Sure.
I try to do things right. I have my daughter who's 4 years old, and she goes out with me sometimes and ask Daddy, are we going crabbing or are we going fishing today? So it's going to kind of be in the genes that she'll continue. And, of course, I want to teach her the right way to do things also. So I try to do
especially as it relates to cold rings, correct? There you go.
Exactly.
All right.
So, yes.
Yes.
As far as the probation, like I said, I would prefer it not to be. I think I try to do things the right way and, you know, a warning or something, I would think would be more appropriate.
Further questions? Well, just for the record, the guidelines that you see there are staff recommendations, and you can take in consideration aggravating or mitigating factors as y'all make your decision. And again, I can't make the motion, but I can say what I think, and I think 2 years may be a little bit too much, but at the same time, I don't think it can go by without some type of sanction. Mr. Minor?
At the point, appropriate time, I make a motion.
The time is right now.
I'd like to make a motion that we go for 1-year probation.
Motion made by Mr. Minor for 1-year probation. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. 1-year probation.
Abstain, sir.
I abstain. Mr. France, abstain. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Manager. Get home, get that kid, and take good care of your passenger, too. See you, Elgin. Take care.
Appreciate it.
Okay, since I guess Mr. Brunk is still not here. Thank you, gentlemen. Much appreciated. Keep up the good work. We'll put him off and go to... Before we leave, I'm going to starve you to death. I want to get this one last license status review done, if it's okay with y'all, and then we'll be breaking for lunch. Walter Brunk. Morning or afternoon now. Proceed.
We have two new.
I think y'all been previously sworn in this case. Mr. Brunk, would you raise your right hand? Solemnly swear testimony you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self, you God. Okay, proceed.
Okay, we have two new convictions on cold crabs, 114 undersized in one bushel. Date of offense, July 17th, 2018. Date of conviction, August 28th, 2018, Officer Marshall Reedy. And possession of uncold oysters, date of offense, December 29th, 2017. Date of conviction, January 25th, 2018, Officer Stephen York. Here are Mr. Brunk's 2018-2017 licenses and permits, and he has no previous convictions.
Okay.
The guidelines for sanctions are highlighted in red. The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possessing more than 20 undersized crabs per bushel, 70 per barrel, and one conviction of possessing uncold oysters within a 2-year period should result in at least a 2-year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest that Mr. Brunk be placed on probation for a period of 2 years from the date of this commission meeting, October 30, 2018, through October 29, 2020. Any failure on Mr. Brunk's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the 2-year probation will result in Mr. Brunk appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Which officers first? Officer York?
Yes, sir. On 12-29, 2017, approximately 12 o'clock, I observed a vessel in a private dock on the Jones Creek containing oysters. I boarded the vessel, Virginia 4230, Charles Adam, and found the captain to be Mr. Brunk. I saw one bushel of oysters and found 10 quarts of mostly small oysters. I then wrote Mr. Brunk a summons for possession of uncalled oysters. Mr. Brunk did not show up to court and was found guilty in his absence. He was cooperative. The disposition in court was 125-2018. It was a $150 fine. And
you said it was cooperative?
Yes,
sir. Okay. Right. Yes, sir.
All right, this is for the crab defense. The offense occurred Tuesday, July 17, 2018, at approximately 1,336 hours in Northampton County. I was at the Bayford Docks where I suspected a commercial crabber known as Walter Brunk. I called one U.S. standard bushel of crabs and found 114 undersized male blue hard crabs measuring less than 5 inches from tip to tip of the longest spikes. Code Section 28.2, Fact 708, it is unlawful for any person to catch, take, or harvest in his possession more than 10 hard crabs per United States bushel or 30 hard crabs per barrel, which measure less than 5 inches across the shell from tip to tip of the longest spikes or destroy them in any manner. This case was held on August 28, 2018 in Northampton County General District Court. He was found guilty in his absence of a $100 fine. Mr. Brunk was cooperative and understood what he did.
Okay. Mr. Brunk, would you like to address the commission?
I'd like to apologize.
You can come up to the podium if you would.
Well, I'd like to just apologize for my offenses and let you know it won't happen again. That's really all I got to say.
Okay. Any questions of Mr. Brunk by members of the commission? Ms. Lester, did you say you had indicated you were abstaining from this matter? Okay. Let the record reflect so. What's the pleasure of the commission?
I move to go with 1 year probation.
Motion made by Mr. Minor for 1 year probation. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Dr. Neal. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. 1 year probation, Mr. Brunk. Keep it clean, please. We're going to be in recess now for approximately 45 minutes. Reconvene at 1:30.